KBND Radio News, time is 12:05. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis, and in the news center, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. A multiple vehicle accident on Highway 97 early this morning critically injured a motorcyclist. The accident happened around 5:30 this morning on Highway 97 between Bend and Redmond near Gift Road. It's believed the motorcyclist was hit by an SUV and possibly also a semi-truck. He was airlifted to St. Charles, and another person was taken by ambulance. Peter Murphy with ODOT says the accident really affected the morning commute.
For a while at Gift Road, things were pretty tied up due to a crash that we had out there. And unfortunately, it closed the road there for a while. It was multiple vehicles involved. We're still investigating the causes.
The highway was reopened around 8:30 a.m. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden is in Central Oregon today to talk with people in Madras and Bend. One of the hot topics is how too much government regulation affects small businesses. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb reports.
Congressman Walden's first stop was in Bend to talk with the Oregon Concrete Aggregate and Producers Association about a recent increase in federal fines and regulations.
From what I've heard, they're getting, you know, if you drive a pickup on the gravel pit and it has a cracked windshield or something, you know, a rock chip like we get around here all winter, you know, you get fined a couple $100. And apparently there's very uneven enforcement. Things that they're told are fine one week, somebody else comes in to inspect and they get whacked the next week. And so it's that unpredictable government enforcement with a heavy hand and fine that causes small businesses to just get very frustrated and not want to grow.
Walden says some were fined for having cardboard boxes in the wrong place in the office, even though the boxes were being delivered during the inspection and they weren't given time to put them away. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Besides being in Bend, Walden is also holding a community meeting in Madras at Great Earth Natural Foods at 2 p.m. The Bend City Council will be discussing possibly changing the way the city's mayor is elected during its work session today. There seems to be interest in having voters elect Bend's mayor instead of having the councilors themselves decide who should be the leader. City Manager Eric King says it would involve changing the city's charter.
I think the pro is that you get citizens more involved in electing their leadership and maybe more sort of investment in that. I think the con is that you can set up a system where, you know, the mayor might have a different agenda than the rest of the council, and it's not as collegial.
If the council decides to go forward, the city charter would have to be changed and voters would have to approve it. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.